Significance of Matri Caraka in various houses, focusing on connection with motherland. The placement of Matri Caraka in different houses of the Navamsha chart significantly influences a person's connection to their homeland, roots, and sense of belonging to their place of origin. This connection extends to cultural heritage, ancestral ties, and emotional attachment to one's homeland. Let's explore how Matri Caraka operates in various houses with a focus on connection with motherland. Matri Caraka in the first house. When Matri Caraka is placed in the first house, the native's connection to their motherland is closely tied to their identity. The individual feels a deep personal bond with their place of origin, and their sense of self may be strongly influenced by the culture and traditions of their homeland. A well-placed Matri Caraka in this house suggests a positive sense of belonging, whereas an afflicted placement may result in a conflicted or distant relationship with their homeland. Matri Caraka in the second house. Matri Caraka in the second house connects the native's attachment to their motherland with family, resources, and traditions. The native feels emotionally and materially tied to their homeland through their family's heritage and the preservation of cultural values. A strong Matri Caraka in this house indicates a deep respect for ancestral roots and an emotional attachment to family traditions. If afflicted, the native may struggle to feel connected to their cultural heritage or may experience difficulties maintaining family ties related to their homeland. Matri Caraka in the third house. In the third house, Matri Caraka influences the connection to one's motherland through communication, education, and local community ties. The native may feel strongly connected to their immediate environment, such as their local community or neighbors, and may actively engage in preserving local customs or traditions. A well-placed Matri Caraka in this house suggests that the native plays an active role in maintaining connections to their homeland. If afflicted, the native may feel disconnected from their local surroundings or struggle to communicate their sense of belonging. Matri Caraka in the fourth house. The fourth house is the natural house of homeland and roots, making Matri Caraka here strongly tied to the native's emotional connection with their place of origin. The native likely feels a deep emotional attachment to their home and homeland, often drawing emotional security from this connection. A well-placed Matri Caraka in this house indicates a strong sense of belonging and emotional peace through ties to one's country or birthplace. If afflicted, the native may struggle to feel settled or may experience emotional conflict related to their homeland or family property. Matri Caraka in the fifth house. In the fifth house, Matri Caraka ties the connection to one's homeland through creativity, education, and children. The native may feel connected to their motherland through cultural or creative activities, such as arts or education. They may also pass on traditions to future generations, nurturing a sense of heritage in their children. A well-placed Matri Caraka here suggests that the native takes pride in their homeland's cultural legacy. If afflicted, the native may feel distance from cultural activities or struggle to pass on traditions to the next generation. Matri Caraka in the sixth house. Matri Caraka in the sixth house connects the native's bond with their homeland through service, work, and health. The native may feel a sense of duty to serve their homeland, possibly through work that benefits their community or country. A strong Matri Caraka in this house suggests that the native feels fulfilled by contributing to the well-being of their homeland. If afflicted, the native may feel disconnected from their homeland due to work-related challenges or health issues, leading to difficulties in maintaining a strong connection with their place of origin. Matri Caraka in the seventh house. In the seventh house, Matri Caraka influences the connection to the homeland through partnerships and relationships. The native's relationship with their homeland may be tied to their personal relationships, particularly through marriage or business partnerships. A well-placed Matri Caraka suggests that the native maintains a strong connection to their homeland through their spouse or close partners. If afflicted, the native may experience conflicts in their relationships that impact their sense of belonging to their homeland, or they may feel distant from their roots due to partnership issues. Matri Caraka in the eighth house. Matri Caraka in the eighth house ties the connection to one's homeland to themes of inheritance, shared resources, and emotional depth. The native may feel connected to their homeland through ancestral property or emotional ties that run deep within their family's history. A well-placed Matra Karaka here suggests that the native values their homeland's legacy and heritage, possibly inheriting property or traditions that keep them connected. If afflicted, the native may face emotional challenges or conflicts over shared resources related to their homeland, leading to a strained connection. Matra Karaka in the ninth house. In the ninth house, Matra Karaka connects the native's bond to their homeland through spirituality, higher education, and long-distance travel. The native may feel connected to their homeland through spiritual practices, philosophical beliefs, or travels that reinforce their sense of identity and heritage. A strong Matra Karaka here suggests that the native's connection to their homeland is enriched by a deep understanding of its cultural or spiritual significance. If afflicted, the native may feel emotionally distant from their homeland due to philosophical differences or a lack of spiritual connection. Matra Karaka in the 10th house. Matra Karaka in the 10th house influences the native's connection to their homeland through career, public life, and reputation. The native may feel emotionally connected to their homeland by contributing to society through their career or public service. A well-placed Matra Karaka suggests that the native's career may involve serving their country or representing their homeland in a public capacity. If afflicted, the native may struggle to balance their career ambitions with their emotional attachment to their homeland, leading to feelings of detachment or dissatisfaction. Matra Karaka in the 11th house. In the 11th house, Matra Karaka ties the connection to one's homeland through social networks, community involvement, and long-term aspirations. The native may feel emotionally connected to their homeland by engaging in social causes, community groups, or friendships that strengthen their sense of belonging. A strong Matra Karaka in this house indicates that the native's social and community involvement plays a key role in maintaining their connection to their homeland. If afflicted, the native may feel isolated from their social networks or struggle to achieve their aspirations within their homeland. Matra Karaka in the 12th house. Matra Karaka in the 12th house connects the native's bond to their homeland through themes of solitude, spiritual retreat, and foreign lands. The native may feel emotionally connected to their homeland through periods of introspection or spiritual reflection. A well-placed Matra Karaka here suggests that the native finds peace in their homeland through solitude or spiritual practices. However, if afflicted, the native may feel disconnected from their homeland, perhaps experiencing emotional isolation or longing for connection while living abroad or in a foreign environment. The placement of Matra Karaka in the Navamsha chart highlights the native's connection to their homeland, roots, and cultural heritage, influencing their sense of belonging through family, community, career, or spirituality.